this space, Michael Maguire set to become the new coach of the Broncos, reportedly being offered a 3-year deal to come to Red Hill. No confirmation from the club at this point, but something will stay across for you on 612 ABC Brisbane.
But I want to share with you a special event I went to last night, and it was the Everil Compton Community Champion Award. It was handed out at Tattersall's Club, and a charity that connects aged care residents and those living with a disability with the means to get outdoors, improving their well-being, was recognised at the event, which was hosted by National Seniors. The award acknowledges the amazing volunteers who work to contribute to their communities. And the winner of the award, the winner of the medal, was Gold Coast resident Wayne Stisher, who secured funding and resources to introduce the charity Cycling Without Age.
I'm still in shock. It's fantastic recognition for the work that Cycling Without Age Gold Coast has done and that it continues to do. But we're only just scratching the surface. There's so many more people out there that we can touch and we can bring joy to.
How did Cycling Without Age begin?
It began through one act of kindness in Denmark in 2012 when a gentleman rented a trishaw, went to his aged care facility and offered a resident a ride. And from that ride, it has spread to 50 countries and carried at least 4 million people.
And how did you find out about it?
The founder, Ollie Cassow, has a TED Talk. And I saw that TED Talk and it inspired me. I thought, I would just love to ride one of those cool bikes and take somebody for a ride. Yeah. And I found that they had to be funded by the community and they're at considerable cost. So I just set about selling the dream.
Can you explain what the trishaw is?
A trishaw is very similar to a rickshaw. It's a three-wheel bike. It has a bench seat on front, which carries two passengers. The pilot is the person that rides it, and they sit behind the passengers. And we choose that deliberate design because we always put our passengers first. And our passengers always come back and say, I just felt a sense of freedom, like I was flying.
So you said you had to fundraise to get these trishaws. So what happened? How did you do that? And then how did you acquire them?
We started by sausage sizzles, and then we started writing grant applications. After a while, we were relatively successful at grant applications. The trishaws are approximately $25,000 each to purchase and insure and commission. So there's a considerable amount of work goes into every ride. We have 8 trishaws, which carry 2 passengers, and we have 3 state-of-the-art bikes, which carry wheelchairs.
Well, how does it work? You pick up the aged care residents, but you obviously need helpers and volunteers.
Yes, we assess each route that we ride for safety and community interaction and facilities. So facilities bring their residents to us. And yes, we certainly need an army of volunteers and who come willingly, but the volunteers receive training. We can always do with lots and lots more. The more volunteers we have, the more people we can touch.
Yeah. What's the reaction from residents?
Residents love it. And also our passengers. When they come back from a ride, they go, weren't those people fantastic? And occasionally we have people stop and give our passengers a flower. Oh. And it's just gorgeous.
And what does it mean for you when you see the reaction from residents?
I'm a bit of a softie. And I've been doing this now for 4.5 years and I still get a lump in my throat. And I go each day and I cannot believe how simple it is, but the profound effect, how powerful it is. And I still wonder, why is this so powerful?
612 ABC Radio Brisbane, Wayne Stisher has just won the Everil Compton Community Champion Medal. He's got it hanging around his neck. It's a big thing to get off the ground and you're doing it around the Gold Coast. Will it spread to Brisbane?
We do have a chapter in Brisbane and they ride in New Farm Park. So, and we've just have a chapter starting at Brisbane West. So g'day to Ryan in Brisbane and g'day to Malcolm out at Brisbane West. And I urge the community to get behind them and support them. And there's also a chapter at the Sunshine Coast. The beauty of Cycling Without Age is that all rides are free. So we've removed all barriers for people to ride. So any aged care facility, disability provider can just book in with us, book a ride and bring the residents down, or bring somebody you care for down and enjoy the time on Trishaw.
Well, Wayne, congratulations and thank you for all you do.
Thanks, Loretta.
Wayne Stisher there from the Gold Coast, introducing Cycling Without Age to that area. And we, as you heard, we've got it in Brisbane as well. Mm. He won the Everil Compton Community Champion Medal, handed out last night at an event by National Seniors. Of course, Everil Compton is the founding father of National Seniors.
And of course, you hear Everil with Rebecca Livingston on evenings here on 612 ABC Brisbane pretty regularly.
Yeah, and a beautiful quote. He said, too often older Australians get cast aside, but they're an asset and shouldn't be ignored. And Wayne, and all the nominees are shining examples of the difference that they make to their communities. And I just want to mention two of the other Queensland nominees. We had John Jacobson, who was recognised, and he's with the Volunteer Marine Rescue.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
And does some wonderful work there. And also Rhonda Weston, who's been involved with so many different charities over her time volunteering, Girl Guides, Red Cross, Meals on Wheels. And she's also doing things with the University of the Third Age, where she presides as president. So these are just wonderful people in our community, and we are marking International Day of Older Persons.
It's 5 to 6.
612 ABC Radio Brisbane is the number one place to engage with the